With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know about the yellow cards. It did sort of look like there were just a lot more yellow cards for the Roma players, including sort of like the dive for the Sevilla one when they checked VAR and discovered that it wasn't a penalty. Someone should have been booked. But the one thing, I don't know about that. Honestly, I don't really have an opinion on that. But I can also see why they wanted a penalty, why Roma felt they deserved a penalty. And frankly speaking, I agree. I do think that was a penalty for handball. There's been lots of discussions on it. It has been talked about in ESPN FC's main show, on various podcasts for The Guardian, for everything you can imagine. There's been discussion and everyone has been divided as to whether or not that is a handball, thus a penalty, or whether it is part of the silhouette and therefore the hand isn't sticking out. If there's this much debate, then it's not as clear-cut as I thought it was. I looked at it, thought it was a penalty, and I would be very angry had it been my team. But regardless of what happened, I think the overall behavior of the Roma bench was a little bit unacceptable. I do like the mind tricks. I'll be honest with you, I'm a big fan of the Schaffhausery, and I think it's an art form, to be honest with you. I think Giorgio Chiellini and the kind of tricks that he came up with in the Euro final in 2020 was just brilliant. You know, I love people taking it to the edge. You know, I've always been fans of players who know how to get into the minds. But I also think one of the things that Jose Mourinho was highly critical of when it came to Barcelona during his time at Real Madrid was how the players used to surround the referee. And he would note that. So I think it's unusual, not unusual, but his teams are that now. And I can understand that he feels robbed. I really do understand that. I can understand and feel all that's going on. But it just became too much that when something was seriously wrong, such as a potential penalty shout, there was just so much noise throughout the game that you stop seeing the real anger when it matters, because they were just angry at everything, right? So then when it was almost like a boy who cried wolf. And I think that was the main problem with it. But it is part of Jose Mourinho. It is part of his success that he's built. He knows how to create a machine that is warrior-like in its mentality and that argues for every drop because, you know, that is a Mourinho team. And I think this is what happens. I think, you know, when you work for teams, I would say, like Juventus, like Real Madrid, maybe these clubs have a little bit more power. And I think that's also part of the attraction to Jose Mourinho. Roma fans do feel that they have a guy who stands up to them, that makes them feel seen and makes them feel heard. And he's right now feeling like he's doing all of this by himself. So he wants more support. So I'd like to, I guess, ask you whether or not you want Mourinho to stay, whether you feel He's the guy to guide you forward. And in Serie A, if you are a fan of Inter or Juventus or Milan or anyone, do you think Jose Mourinho is the kind of guy that you would want in the league? Do you enjoy the drama of it, or would you prefer it all to go away? So just a question mark there. Become a member at patreon.com/Serie A Chronicles for regular bonus episodes and content.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.